What do you do when you lose a third of your workforce? Let's find out. We are back with another episode. Last week was a happy, sad episode.
A happy, sad episode?
Happy, sad.
Yeah.
It was sad in the fact that old Trey Bayes, he's moving on. He's going home.
How's he doing? You saw him today.
Lack of sleep and stress.
Well, I mean,
like most moves go.
Well, that's also like most morning meetings with him, though. So it's all okay.
You're not lying.
I mean, I'm the one that doesn't have kids, so
it's true.
Yeah, but both of you have two munchkins.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I guess they didn't sleep at all.
Okay.
And you're in moving phase.
Yeah.
Everything's chaos. You know.
Moving is, I mean, you're out of the norm. Everything's in a liminal space.
But let's be honest.
Okay.
He did it to himself.
I mean, all I'm going to say about that is moving day for me, when I moved, last time I moved, was the most straightforward of the days.
It was the best thing that could ever happen to you.
It was the best thing that could ever happen to me, but also the day of, I was prepared. So I don't know what that situation was for him.
He was pretty prepared.
Okay.
I was impressed. Most Good. Everything was boxed. That's the best.
You said most.
I mean, you're not going to box a kid's cradle.
I mean, you might not. Kid's cradle.
You know, some sort of kid's the cat, devices.
The cat in the cradle. The silver spoon.
Anyhow, he's moving on.
Okay.
Not that and, kind of moving on. Yeah, helped him packed up today.
Yeah.
It was good. But yeah, last week it was happy in the sense we got Trey back on the podcast.
Oh my gosh. It was great having him on the podcast.
So that he could just be his old man self and rip on everything.
Absolutely. He got to voice a lot of opinions.
Yeah.
The Patreon was really fun.
That was one for the books.
It was. It absolutely was.
But so yeah, the happy reality hits in.
Yeah.
No replacement as of now. Well, there is a replacement. It's just not a 1-to-1.
Yeah.
Fit. Exactly.
It's not your traditional replacement. Well,
it's the handing off of responsibility.
Yeah, that's all that it is.
Or the most so taking of responsibility would probably be a better way.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. Today we're going to kind of cover, you know, what moving forward looks like, what we have sort of planned for ourselves right now, and what that all looks like.
Basically, what it looks like when you lose a third of your workforce.
A third of your workforce, yeah. Especially when you only have three people in your workforce.
There you go.
Yep. So, in case anybody doesn't quite get the joke, it's not that kind of crisis. Don't worry. But before, we have a couple of fun shout-outs.
Let's do it.
All right. So we're going to hit these one at a time because I know that's the way you like it.
Let's go,
So
baby.
We have two Patreon members.
Oh,
new Patreon members.
Baby.
So let's hit them up. Number one, Josiah.
Josiah. I always liked the name Josiah.
Yeah?
Even more so now.
Absolutely.
Because he's a Patreonite.
He is. I've been chatting with him on the back end.
That's rad. Thanks for joining the crew. Thanks for supporting the podcast. Hope you get some good content on that side and deals.
He's in Indiana.
Oh!
He's an Indiana boy. He's a home brewer, and he's in Indiana.
Right on.
He wants to help get our stuff into his local area.
That's rad.
So.
Well, I mean, we got something in common there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hometown Hoosier.
Absolutely.
And want our product in places. Two things in
particularly,
common.
Particularly your island. Okay, next one. Mark.
Mark.
Join the Patreon.
Thanks so much, Mark. We appreciate it. Mark's a strong name.
It is a strong name. It's a single syllable. It's got
Mark.
Mark.
It just sounds good.
I mean,
strong.
You got the most ominous of sounds, the R in there.
We appreciate it, Mark. Hope you get best of luck to you in winning that 8-pack.
Absolutely. And speaking of the 8-pack, I don't know if you're looking at my notes.
You have a third. Announcement.
Our third announcement is the winner of last month's 8-pack winner.
Okay.
Let's just go ahead. And it's a longtime listener, Yev.
Yev.
Yev. Absolutely. That's
right
his,
on.
We
Congrats.
Put it in short. Absolutely.
We got a free 8-pack coming your way. Thank you so much for being a Patreon supporter and a supporter of this podcast. And Trev will be messaging you up, I'm sure. Or you're supposed to reach out.
Yeah, you're gonna message me.
Yeah, reach out.
You gotta listen to the podcast in order to claim your right.
I feel like that's fair.
I think it is. So yeah, message me over on the Patreon. And I'll tell you what we have available, and you can pick and choose your 8-pack.
That's right. We got some good test batch right
now. We got some. Oh, yes.
We got Trey's Legacy Brew.
We have
the Cowboy Cayenne.
His Legacy Brew. But not only do we have the Cowboy Cayenne, we have these are the last bits of what you're drinking right now.
That's right. I'm sipping on our kind of winter small batch release.
Yep.
The Winter Sunrise.
Why is it appropriate today, Elijah?
Because we've had about 60 to 70 degree weeks for the past month.
Yep.
And then the last 2 days, it decides to just spit snow on us.
Snow.
That's snow. Kentucky, though. We were already calling it a month ago.
Yep. We do it every time. It's like, okay, February is kind of looking a little bit nice unless there's a snowstorm or an ice storm. And other years, instead, we got hurricane winds and power outages. I got power outages. And you guys.
And 3/4 of the city.
And 3/4 of the city, yeah. And then.
I lost my internet.
Oh, you poor. Well, you lost your plumbing before that. So.
I did. I got my fair share.
So I think we're all okay here. And we both lost Trey. So. So we're all commiserating over here. But yeah, it's a little bit more winter than sunrise.
Definitely.
And then I'm drinking the holiday still.
You won't stop.
I'm going to finish this keg.
We literally have one keg left.
I'm gonna finish it.
And Trevor's finishing it off.
I'm the only one that's drinking it because I'm the only one that still likes it. So
yeah. Winter Sunrise though. It's legit. Check it out. We've already talked about it in the past. But
holiday will not be available. Just so you know. Okay. All right.
So what would we do when we lose 33% of our workforce?
You clean up after their mess. That is the first thing that you do.
I hope Trey hears this.
I really hope he does. What was the first thing you wanted to do, Elijah?
The first thing not only I wanted to do, but I absolutely did.
That you felt necessary to do.
Parcel back through the entire show. Well, we first should start with this. So I'm going to be retaking over production responsibilities for the coming. We had talked on the podcast before about a year to almost a year and a half ago. We really reformulated our process, specifically on the production side of things. And I was the main driver of designing that, but I have yet to implement it on the day-to-day.
Yeah.
Even though I've been, obviously, it's not like there's a huge crew of people. I mean, I've obviously been intimately involved in how it happens.
Yeah, it's been you, Trey, and some mathematician.
Basically.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Fort, my PhD mathematics bro.
Who put you both of you to shame.
Absolutely.
On, you're like, oh, so
he made it. He made us actually sound smart with what he designed us.
Trey was telling me he felt so dumb. Because he's talking about, like, all the things. And he was like, yeah, if you just do this, create this equation.
Oh, he had it done in, like, 2 hours. It was incredible.
PhD, no joke.
It wasn't. No. It was actually a cool moment.
Yeah.
Of seeing, like, I could not imagine going to school for mathematics. Like,
oh, my gosh.
With me, who I am. But I love and have a deep respect and fascination with people who are into things, mm-hmm. who are just like, this is their thing. And just to see not just this theorized skill set up in the sky, but it being applied to something that now that we use on the day-to-day basis that literally shaves, I can't even imagine how many hours of work off what we do.
Yeah.
To put it to practical use, bing, bada boom, bada bang, boom. It's in place. We have all this beautiful formulation in order. And literally, I did my first brew yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was magical.
It looked smooth.
It was magical.
Most of it did.
Most of it. There was a couple, I got to go back and do that. But
not to mention the loss of the three-step stool.
Yeah. Well, that was previous things. Yeah. But yeah. Don't use chairs in your brewery, people. Or do, but don't say that I told you to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was amazing to see him in his element just implementing that into a real-world practical thing. That's
so cool.
Just so revolutionary for us. So
don't ask us for it. We will not give it to you.
I'd basically die.
Yeah.
Beforehand.
Yeah. There's a lot of blood, literal blood, literal
sweat.
There's
blood yesterday.
There was blood.
We should have taken
day
a picture
one.
Of that.
Day one, Elijah.
Knife to the leg. Knife to the leg.
Oh, man.
That was not so fun.
No.
But my pirate wrap around my right calf was pretty rad.
You said it felt weird having a little tail specifically on your leg.
It did. But anyways. Yeah. So I'll be taking back over production for at least the next few months. We will be hiring a brewmaster. But I'm going to really take it back over, re-systemize it, get it in the exact order of the shop and just the process.
Yeah.
And then train someone up in it.
Yeah. And that's one of the main reasons why, is because whenever we have someone new on, they are going to have to get trained.
Yep.
The more familiar you are with it, it's going to be the better. Also, we have a pending move. So to also be able to be really familiar with that process, to think through the design of the new brewery space, will also be a huge advantage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
so it's a really good call.
And it's one of those weird things of the growth of a business is I love the production. It's a great time. I enjoy the formulation, the science, the art that goes into flavor creation and consistency.
Yeah, you got to do all the testing.
Oh, yeah. I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's fun for me to get back into it. It will, obviously, you can only allot your time to so many things. So that's what we're going to get into today, kind of the ramifications on small business when you lose a team member for good or bad reasons this time.
Yeah.
Good reasons.
Great reasons.
And so, yeah, it's a whole new deal. So I'm going to be taking over production and... We basically immediately, the thing that I wanted to do absolutely immediately was to reorganize the shop, clean it up, obviously just for aesthetics. That's that would be one reason. Functionality, me knowing where things are at, things flowing and just working as smooth as possible.
Yeah.
And we're always, that's one, I think, thing that we do pretty good is we're constantly reassessing the things that we do to try to improve efficiency, especially now that you have kind of extra workload that's going on top. It's kind of like reformulation of schedules, getting those mapped out to where there's designed days and times where things happen, which
yeah.
we've kind of already been going through. And... Yeah, reorganizing things to where everything works as efficiently and just the knowledge of where stuff's at, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, those types of things.
Yeah. Yeah, because that was one of those things where I think even though the brewing process is the same, the way it's kind of attacked is going to be very different between you and Trey. So mm-hmm. the placement of tools and stuff for Trey that made sense for him, that was a lot easier, is going to be different for you. So being able to move this space around your workflow is going to be a huge time saver and energy and decision making saver
oh, yeah.
as well. And then another thing that we had talked about that we set up yesterday was changing our canning station or canning situation.
That was a big first move.
Yeah.
One thing that was on the top tier priority list is things that we've learned in a brewery that I've learned in a brewery over the course of the years is the fewer times that you can set things up, tear things down and wash things, that's where the majority of your savings of your time is going to be.
Yeah.
Those are things that take the most time that if you can simplify those or completely negate those things, you're going to be saving lots of time.
Not cleaning. you don't, like, unless you, well, unless you're not doing anything, don't negate the cleaning.
Yeah. The final clean.
Yeah.
But we found many ways over the years where you can do multiple processes that don't cross-contaminate.
Right.
Different lines that you're moving things through, the timing of those things,
yep,
to where you don't have to clean in between every single time.
Right.
So there's way, if you, obviously, we have SOPs and all this stuff, and we follow those pretty much to the T. And it's, but it's one of those things, if you can find ways to not break those SOPs and still wash things fewer times.
Yep.
And especially set up and tear down. So the first big thing we wanted to do right away was, with our space being, it was being overcrowded by lots of chaos, so to speak.
Yep.
The first thing that we did was kind of reorganize our heaviest production side, where we set up our canning lines for all our bright tanks and conical tanks are, and to where we were having to set it up and tear it down every single time.
Yes.
And move it and clean, blah, 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 everything around it.
Yep.
So the first thing I wanted to do was negate that whole process to where we could just set it up in a permanent spot, which will save us, if we, even if we just can once a week,
yep,
which sometimes it'll be two, but even if we just can one day a week, that'll save us, I'd say, 2 hours total with all the finagling and all the things that you guys were having to do to, because I should explain our canning line, because our canning line
that's
is
probably something to include
with our labeling and everything. It's not like this $150,000 to $1,000 huge streamlined process. It's all the automated tools, but linked together.
Yeah.
Like, all as separate pieces that we've linked together and created our own canning line. So instead of having a in-feed, rinse cycle, conveyor belt that's attached to our canning unit, we've created our own, you know, to save like $9,000.
That's all. That's all.
And
we also invented our own pre-rinse system.
Yes, we did. Yep. And that is
It's important to say, because you can say we have a conveyor belt going in there.
Yes.
That doesn't have a pre-rinse addition to it.
Yeah, we designed our own pre-rinse.
Yeah.
It's a really cool system, actually. I'm really happy with that. We have our own pre-rinse.
It's weird because, sorry, I know I keep interrupting you. But it's funny because that pre-rinse, it was like such a thrill when we found out that it worked.
Dude, I was happy.
That we're still kind of like geeking out about it a little bit.
Oh, dude.
I can't believe
we found out
how to figure this out.
I just saw another piece of it today. I think
that's
we were putting on a rack, and I was like, dude, this thing is so freaking rad.
It's, yeah.
Like, just this little plastic piece that we created.
Yep.
That is so helpful.
In the jankiest way, all it took was a box cutter.
Literally.
And we made it.
That did not go into a leg.
That this time. This one didn't.
But, just setting that up is going to save us a couple hours a week.
Yep.
Right off the bat. And a lot less frustration. Which So I got ahead of myself.
Yep.
To say that, because we've pieced this whole thing together. So not every piece of equipment is specifically designed to link up to that next piece of equipment. So it takes a customized element to attach our, you know, like the conveyor that goes into the end feed of the canner, the post rinse to, you know, the labeler, all these things, you know, the table, the collection table, all these things are things that we've pieced together to make it happen. And so being able to just set it up and then leave it.
Yes.
Just clean. Yep. Just do the cleaning cycle. Well, 2 hours, you know.
Yeah, there's that other element too of like every time we kind of want to implement a new piece, there's a process of that as well. So an example of that would be how many times we were trying to figure out how to connect our new labeling system, but still with our old post-rinse system.
Yes.
And then we got a new pre-rinse system. And then we then started to have problems with our dating. Yep. So it was constantly a back and forth of changing the systems over and over again. Finally, I think we have just about everything needed.
We'll find out this Thursday.
Well, there's still one more piece.
Yeah, there is.
But we'll find out. Hopefully Thursday, we'll get to test run its stationary position.
That's right.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to that.
I am too.
So yeah, the thing that we're mainly focusing on is we already have the skill sets to do everything. I mean, it's a unique scenario where me being the founder, helping on all these processes, I mean, and designing them, it's not a lack of knowledge. It's not a lack of skill. It's more so the lack of time.
Yes.
And so we can't create more time. So the only thing that we can do is make things as efficiently as possible.
Yeah.
You know, another thing that we are working on and will be working on is organization and labeling of where things go in the stock. And you could speak to this for a minute about kind of the plans that we have for ingredients, amounts, blah, 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 you know, where we're going to be taping off where everything goes. So you're not walking around the shop looking, you know, there's 3, 4, 5 minutes looking for a wrench that's supposed to be right here, but it's not back here because we just set it on the counter, you know, or put it on another shelf because we didn't have it labeled where this goes. And so
the issue was never a lack of labeling. That wasn't the issue.
This sounds like a low-key stab.
No, I do not mean that way. yeah, it definitely could come across that way. Just in case Trey's listening. No. Trey was great at his job.
He got her done.
And it was not my job. And he also didn't work for me. So I wasn't going to tell him where to put things or how to do things.
Of course.
So if he wanted to leave something somewhere, because, I mean, the other thing too, the other element that falls into along the lines of time is just schedule. So, I mean, sometimes Trey would leave and then have to come back and adjust some things. And so he sometimes just didn't have the opportunity to put something where it was, because he also knew exactly what he was going to do the very next day, and it made more sense to leave something another place. So just to come to his defense a little bit. but you're going to be doing more than brewing. So it's more important for you to have things in stationary places.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just the priorities are different.
Yeah.
And so we organize everything around the priority set.
And that's something that I've tried to implement, and then we've all taken that to heart over time, is like, hey, here's the value set. Here's what the standards are. Now just do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just make it your own. Yeah. And that's what we've tried to prioritize from the beginning, is like making things your own, putting your own personal touch on things, not having to, it's like, here, learn it this way and then make it your own, you know?
Yeah.
And that's always important because we all work at different efficiencies at different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're in control of the own amount of time that you have to do things, do it the best way that you know how to do it, you know, in that way. And then we always learn from each other, like, you know, across the board. Hey, what do you think about this thing? I do it this way, but what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and get that input, but make it work best for you.
Yep.
Just holding to the values.
Hold to the values and own the things that you need to own.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Yep. Yeah. So
you're owning this.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it. I already had a really good time yesterday on the first batch. Like I said, we'll see this next Monday how everything turns out. And it'll be interesting to see how the coming months go. And then, like I said, we'll be hiring for a brewmaster here in probably, I don't know, sometime in the next months. The one unfortunate part is we have so much new stuff.
Yep.
Getting ready to happen. I feel like we're always saying this, and it's always
it's true.
I mean, better this way than to have nothing going on. But we're about ready to make a move to a new actual production facility. I'm really excited about that. The busy season is upon us.
It is.
We're coming into the spring, which around here for us gets really big, especially with a lot of the local accounts that we have.
Yep.
I drink so much kombucha year round. I don't know about the seasonality, but the general public, for the general public, kombucha gets really popular coming in here to the, you know, warmer months of the year. So it's just natural sales uptick, obviously. Yep. Refreshing, yep. Carbonated cold beverages.
We also have a lot more vendors coming into this spring than last spring. So,
oh yeah,
who knows what they'll that's be busy. Look like. Yeah,
yeah, across the board, and yeah. So there's a lot of new things coming, but I'd prefer the busy over the lackadaisical, just waiting around for something to happen.
Well, you can be waiting around for something to happen, and one of those things that's going to keep happening is rent and payroll. So, so you
don't I know that
you want stuff to be happening. It's okay.
You better believe it, baby.
Absolutely. One of the things I am excited about to see how something changes is I'm curious about, since you're taking over for production, if and how that may be affecting social media posts a little bit. I don't know how much it will, but I'm just curious.
Well, one of my, you know, with one of our core values being transparency,
yeah,
I plan to bring that into the process.
Yeah, as I much think as that's possible. Great.
It was fun even yesterday. Got yep. so many messages just through the Instagram stories, you know, just showcasing the process and just letting people know that this is the real deal.
That was a real strawberry.
Yeah.
Going into that tank.
Yeah.
We drank it afterwards.
It's the real deal. We don't cut any corners. That's why we try to showcase the entire process. Yeah. Yep. And just show. You know, it's cool to see. Well, sometimes it's cool to see how things are made.
It can ruin some things for you.
It sure can. And that's not, I mean, the kombucha industry is no different.
No.
Not everything is created equal. We've had many episodes on that. And our goal is just connect with the consumer and show them a transparent, trustworthy process and product to where they can know all of the health claims that they're coming to or whatever reasons they're coming to kombucha.
Yep.
They can rest assured that is coming through on every can of Thrive Brew.
Absolutely.
Ship directly to your door. Check out the web store.
Absolutely. With that being said, we also ship nationwide.
Yeah. So tune in. Yeah, definitely check out the socials. We'll be definitely showing some more transparency to the process. More so just getting it on film. It's always cool to see things visually.
That's true.
So we'll be doing a lot more of that. And yeah, like Trev said, if you want to check out some of the brews, like we say every single time, if you listen to this podcast, and especially if you're trying to take tips and tricks for your own homebrew or micro kombucha brewery or whatever reason you come to this podcast,
yep,
I would imagine at least that you are a kombucha fanatic like us, at least an appreciator. But if you've never tried our product, how do you know everything we're not saying is just a load of hooey?
Or that we're actually not getting it from someone else. We're just there's a different local brewer, and we just ask him questions, and
yep,
we just take notes, and then we don't know what we're saying half the time on here.
No,
we're just regurgitating the same thing. That's why, you know, you keep hearing things like pellicle and use these very specific amounts of this thing every single time.
So, check it out. Grab yourself a 12-pack and see what the buzz is all about.
Tell us how bad we are. Tell us how terrible it is.
Check out the web store. Link down in the description. Growing list of retailers that are carrying our products. If you happen to be in a state, in our state, or in a state that touches our state, or possibly one that touches that one, we can probably reach. We either are there or we probably can reach you. Yeah. So Josiah? Wasn't it Josiah?
Josiah.
Just like our boy Josiah wants to get us in. Come on, help out a small business company. Span out. Grassroots approach. We're all about it. Check out the product. See if you want your local retailer to stock it. We can probably reach out to them. I don't have the paper in front of me, but check the map feature. Yeah. And we appreciate each and every one of you. We're going to jump over on the Patreon. We always have some exclusive, raw, unfiltered, unpasteurized. That one doesn't really go. Raw and unfiltered.
Well, I mean...
content.
If you can still call it a raw hot take, then it's pasteurized.
We can't do that.
We can't do that.
We can't do it.
Well, we don't do it.
We could do it, but we never would.
Yeah, we don't hit ourselves.
Or y'all. So, hit over on the Patreon. We always got some raw and unfiltered content where we just go deep dives on various topics in the kombucha industry. We love chatting it up down in the little chat boxes after those little sessions. So, check it out over there. For the cost of one kombucha a month, you can be a part of this thing.
Eliza, you definitely don't have the sheet right in front of you because
no,
I was trying to figure out what am I supposed to, how do I close this out again?
That's close.
It's really good. It's really close. But you're definitely riffing quite a bit.
I just want people to be patronites, okay? I just want to connect with them on that back end. Anyhow, we appreciate each and every
one
of you.
You're going to be talking to me, not Elijah. Don't worry.
Definitely. But he'll chime it over to me, and I'll give him some thoughts.
This is very true. This is very true.
But we appreciate each and every one of you that take the time to listen to this podcast. Keep drinking that good fermented goodness. Cheers.